Identity series part 3, who are you? And I said, understanding who you are in Christ and how to live from that standpoint. That's what we are looking at. Because if you don't understand who you are in Christ and how to live from that standpoint, you can be redeemed rightly, as he said, as a king and be living like a slave. Remember we read in the psalm, he said, a man in honor that knoweth not is like a beast that perish. So you can be in honor and you are redeemed. Everything God has died for you and I to enjoy now, you are not enjoying it, but because why? You don't know those things has actually been given to you freely. And that's why this key is very important to us as a ministry, because if you must operate in the supernatural, you must understand who you are. It comes from the place of identity. So if you don't understand who you are now, you can't actually operate the supernatural life. So who you are now affects a lot of things about your life. So when you know that, okay, I am born of Christ, greater is he that is in me than he that is the world. So when you are going to the world and they tell you there's one strong man somewhere, there's one evil man somewhere, you are so confident and sure that no, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. When you understand those things that have been given to you, who you are as a son of a king, the Most High God, now you know that angels are your beck and call. He said he shall give his angels charge over you. So you are going on a mission and they are saying accident or those things. You are not bothered about those things, because you know that if anything happens, definitely I'm secured. That's why sometimes when I'm traveling, when you are driving rough, I'll just tell you, Hoga, because if anything happens now, I believe that I'll be transported. I believe it so much. If an Abalist believes that he has a charm that can transport him if anything happened, I believe in it happened to Philip. Or is it not your Bible? So why don't you believe that if anything happened, that you'll just be surprised. You see me under this tree worshiping. You are gone. Praise Master Jesus. So the place of identity helps us to know who we are properly and how to live the supernatural life. So I said, as a way of continuing our message, so an encounter with the truth will change any man's story. An encounter with the truth, and what is the truth? The word of God will change any man's story. It has changed many people's story and it still changes people's story. So when you and I encounter this truth, one of knowing who you are, of knowing what has been given to you by Christ, your life has changed. And changes in life are always proportional to your knowledge. Changes in life are always proportional to your knowledge. That's why the devil will fight every one of us not to know who we are. That's why the devil will do everything not to allow you to study the Bible. Don't you know when you are scrolling your phone, you are on TikTok, you are on Instagram, you can be there for 5 hours, true or false? It happens to me. But sometimes, open your Bible, the devil, you want to be dozing. Some of it, thank God for the discipline, but I know sometimes I can be doing it because of work. You are on this and that, you are trying to pose this, you are trying to meet up with this and that, before you know, house has gone. But open your Bible. It has happened now. People are looking at us though. So even pray sometimes, you are doing so many things, you are agile. So you will know that this is an attack from the pit of hell, because the devil knows that when you know that, when you get access to that thing, he has no power over you again. That's why you do everything to keep a lot of food bound. So nothing will change if you don't have knowledge of God's word. Hosea 4:6. He said, my people, not other people. Let's open it so that I join. Hosea 4:6. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. What did he say there? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The funny thing about that, he said, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. So my people, not unbelievers now, are destroyed because they lack knowledge. So a believer can be destroyed because you lack knowledge of who you are. A believer can be destroyed, can be going through a lot of things. In this, you know, they say there's, some of them are saying there's hardship now. You can be part of the hardship when you don't know who you are. You can be saying the jokes they are saying on the street when you don't know who you are. You still be going through the same thing and be saying, ah, but I'm born again. No, you are destroyed. You are part of the destruction because why? You lack knowledge. Praise Master Jesus. That's why the Bible says, true knowledge shall the just be delivered. So the deliverance you are crying for, you are going for deliverance service. The best deliverance service you should go for is knowledge deliverance. Because you can deliver you now, you can break all the shears now and still be bound in your foolishness, bound in your ways. But when light comes, the devil, it will pack it by itself. It will just leave you. So most of the deliverance we need to go for, most of us, is the knowledge deliverance. As believers, true knowledge shall the just be delivered. So as we go for that, I say the more of God's word you know, the better life becomes. The more of God's word you and I will know, the better life becomes. So what other people are afraid of now, you just see yourself that you are just living. Are you afraid of this? You're afraid of untimely death. I know I can't die. Say, with long life, will it satisfy me? So what people are afraid of, some things are just like, I'm just at peace. They're wondering, I'm living the supernatural life. I know who I am. So you must understand that. So if you desire a change, you have to go for knowledge. If you and I desire a change, you must go for knowledge. Knowledge of who you are, knowledge of your inheritance in Christ, knowledge of your placement in Christ. Daniel 11:32. What did he say? He says, and such shall do wickedly against the covenant, shall it corrupt by what? Flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be. Remember I told you there, you don't just wake up and start doing. He said, let's read it again. He said, the people shall, but the people that do what? Know their God shall do what? Be. Let's underline that be first. You know, you be, then you do. Know, be. So in the presence of you gathering knowledge, you are becoming someone you don't know, consciously or unconsciously. Because your mindset is being transformed, be it transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. So in the presence of gathering knowledge, that so many, as we are doing this series now, light is coming out. You are becoming somebody you don't know yet now. So when your inner man is so empowered that you know that, no, I'm a king now, you start acting like a king. When you know that you are anointed now, that okay, you can lay hands upon the sick and they will recover now, that has entered into your spirit, man. You have become the anointed one now. So the anointing definitely will start flowing. But when you don't be it first and you start doing it, that's where frustration comes in. Because a lot of people, they've not become it, they want to do it. And how can you become it? You start from the place of knowledge. So I say, if you don't desire change, you have to, if you desire change, you have to go for knowledge. So as a believer, we have stayed in the environment of human, so most of us think we are ordinary people. Remember I told us that we have stayed in an environment. Suppose we hear them say, we are just ordinary people. Me, I'm just ordinary human being. I'm not an ordinary human being. Or the Nigeria parlance, they said, we are masses. I'm not a part of the masses, I'm an elite, whether you like it or not. I'm not part of the masses. So they say, what they are doing to we the masses. Sorry, I'm not part of you. So it starts from your mindset first to know that I'm of the kingdom, I'm not part of the masses. So when you start exempting yourself right from your mind, the way you think and your talk, you see that the forces of creation start working in your... Others may even laugh at you that, this one that is proud. But wait and see whether he's proud. Because the lie, the words that you speak, their spirit and their life. And remembering that from Psalm 82, verse 5, he said, verse 6, I mean, he said, you are a God. So he created them in his image and after his likeness. And in the beginning, he said, let there be. So as you are saying those things, you are giving power to creation. You are creating your life. You are creating your things. So as you are saying those things, the force of creation is going to be now bringing those things to pass. Okay, this is what he's saying. He said, let the poor say, I am rich. Did he say, well, let the poor say, I am poor? He can actually tell you, okay, let's face reality. Let the poor say. That's the reality. That's what they will tell you. Let's face the facts. Well, sorry, I'm not dealing with facts here. I'm dealing with the truth. Fact and truth are not the same thing. So your fact says your bank account is red, but my truth said my God supplies all my need according to riches in glory. He himself became poor that I through his poverty. So when you allow those things rule your mind, no matter what the pressure the world is bringing to you, forget, things will be working. So how are we even here that we are holding this meeting? How are we here? It's by faith and understanding who you are. Because some people are this guy, you have, because you're blessed, you have money, you want to have money. But how did that come to be? Faith and understanding those things and understanding what the Lord told you. Now ruling your mind, irrespective of what the economy is saying, what anybody is saying. Praise Master Jesus. So I want you to just pray prayers that Lord, show me my true identity. Reveal who I am to me. Lord, show me my true identity. Reveal who I am to me. Most of us, we just need God to reveal who we are to me. So that when God reveals that, so this is who I am, you start looking down yourself. There are some places you will enter with your head, your shoulder high, not like, my mother is nobody, my father is nobody like Gideon. I'm the least of the least from the least of the least. And God is saying, no, you are the savior. Who even knows whether you are the one Nigeria is waiting for to deliver Nigeria and you are waiting for somebody else? Lord, show me who I am. Reveal me. Lord, show me my true identity. Reveal me. Reveal who I am to me. Lord, show me my true identity. Reveal who I am to me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. So, a lot of us, we relate to women now. We are now thinking, we are ordinary people. That's why environment corrupts mentality. If you are among people that are talking failure, before you know, everything will be seen around you is failure. You see people around that are talking about things that are not working in Nigeria, before you know it, you'll be seeing things that are not working. But if you are around people that are talking about things working, you just see things working. So that's why you must intentionally program your environment. Me, I'm very deliberate about some things. I can gladly lose a friend to protect my destiny. Because environment, association matters to your destiny. So you need a true picture of your worth from the word of God in this race of life. True picture of your worth from the God. So let me ask you now, how much are you worth? No, we know some people's worth. How much are you worth? Let me start now. Let's ask some questions. How much are you worth? Let me start from the guys now, so that. Yes, how much are you worth? Okay. All right. How much are you worth, Mark? Is it coming from the subconscious mind, a place of conviction, or because you heard somebody say it? A place of knowing. So if it's coming from a place of knowing, when fiscally you don't have cash in your bank account, how do you behave? How do you declare the reality of who you are? I just say this because life test. No, one of the things we are doing also is to bring about the practicality of the word of God, of what we see day by day, because so many times we just see maybe pastors preach and we don't understand those things, but we must be able to bring it to reality. Okay, yes, if I say I am priceless now, but my house rent is staring to my face, how priceless I am.
You think that that's in the temporary.
Even if
there's nothing in the
back
account,
that does not reduce
what? So there's the truth and facts.
Okay. So there's a two dimension to that now, in what I just said now. So your house rent is about to come, and maybe it has expired and your landlord is bothering you. There's a place of knowing that comes to be now, that knowing that I'm priceless, that you can actually activate the supernatural and favor will come. Yeah. There's a place of knowing, maybe your faith is still growing, that even if it didn't come, that does not reduce who I am. That's when another level of conviction comes to play, that you know that even if it's one shoe I'm wearing, that does not reduce me. I think I was talking to a friend when we were discussing something in the course of the week. So I went to Ekpe. Which was that? I think on Friday or so. So the car we entered, some of the time, I don't like those people, they park, they say like sardine. I don't like it at all. Some of the time, I prefer, that's why most of the time, I just like, if I see that I will take boat or some of this. But the pair we are going to, Ekpe. And four of us were in the middle. That place was somehow tight. I was just going, based on, I've been meditating on who I am and some of these things I've been meditating on, and so many things we'll still be talking about today. And just like 5 or 10 minutes, one of the person dropped. Yeah, we have not even gotten to Sangote, but he dropped and he took bike. And I have free space to see that. And I'm like, oh, Emmanuel, this is your mindset is fucking. You're a royalty, you're a king. You're a, I was just talking to myself, not knowing that the part two we play. After I finished what I was doing, like, was at the bus stop entering. The one I now sat was not even four again. I was not feeling bloody. This my leg. The Holy Spirit now trying to say, are you still a king? Is the favor of God still at work in you? And I said, So that does not still reduce that the favor of God is still at work in your life. Because so many times, some things happen, we now start questioning, God, are you real? He's still on you, irrespective of the situation. Praise Master Jesus. So sometimes now that you are going through a process does not take away your kingship. Does not mean that, okay, you are priceless. So your mindset must be very stable, that even when you don't have the money, you are not behaving like a pauper. That's two different things. That, okay, they are saying this and that and that, that you don't even have the money, you are not behaving beggarly. Because some people, they come to church or come to people, they act like, you don't help me. But you might not even have it, but the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, some people like, do you know how many messages I get in my DM? People thinking, this guy, you are so, no, I'm a multi-billionaire. The amount of figures of people just drop in my, they send account number immediately. I think I don't have parents. Some people are so funny. My own kind of person, when some people disturb me too much, I block them. Because you don't do that. Some people don't. But what I'm trying to say is that when this revelation comes into you, you know that irrespective of what I'm doing, most of the time when I was in the mission field in Kogi, because that season of my life was so wonderful that my parents were not sending money to me, they didn't send money to me. One of these days, my mom told me, say, hey, you read book a lot, you buy books of my father. He says, go back to those books. The answer is no. That thing entered me, but it still gave me food for thought. Because I believe God intentionally created that process for me to learn so many things that books could not teach me. Because at that point, I was actually living scriptures. I was living by faith. This was the person that I was head of department in my organization, a management staff. The company respond to me. I have people that are older than my father that come and say, yes, sir. Sometimes it's when I'm washing my clothes on Saturdays, I'll discover 10K that I've forgotten. Now, in a place where you are believing God for ordinary sometimes, 1K. So, in that process now, you are learning more about who you are. Some of those times, God will just ask me, go out now. And I'll go out. Somebody will just check me the exact amount I need. Just like God giving you the amount you need to survive for the day. That's what you're doing. So going through those processes, now understanding that God is intentionally building your mindset that wherever you are still a king and a priest. How did we get here? See, getting to know who you are, that irrespective of what you are going through. Maybe why God is even bringing and delving this, that somebody here is going through something that you're like, how am I going to come out? But you are still a king. What needs to happen to you first is the mental transformation. Knowing that my bank account does not dictate me. Your bank account is not the one dictating the reality or the things happening to you. Remember, he said, you are a god. So the daughter of Tinubu is not better than you. And remember, I told you guys that I wasn't at this place. That we are going to such places now. You are carrying yourself as a child and the son of the King of Kings too. Looking them to their eyes, to their face. Enter into that place with that consciousness. If they told you now that you are the daughter of Saudi Arabia prince, how do you carry yourself? So why are you not carrying yourself now like that? Why are you not carrying yourself like that? If they said, okay, Obama is your father, anywhere you go, you go, is this swagalicious? So you are the king, you are the daughter and the son of the King of Kings. That's the place the transformation starts taking place. Praise Master Jesus. So your journey into the supernatural begins when you know who you are. You want to enjoy supernatural favor? You want to enjoy supernatural blessings? It begins from knowing who you are. I'm the son of the King of Kings. So when you are going to places, you just know I can't be stranded. No, so when you are not declaring those things, some people may be looking like, this one is proud. I know who I am. I can't be stranded. When you are telling people I can't fail, they will like, this one. No, it's just a knowing. It's who I am. So you might be angry and this and that, but I know who I am. So until you know who you are, you cannot enjoy the supernatural life. Some of there are things I don't argue online because there are some dimension of God you've enjoyed that people are saying something like, when they say I'm not preaching it because it's not for, but when there's people think this, they talk about miracle money. When I was in Kogi State, I saw miracle money. True, be true. But one of the things, the balance about miracle money is that God is not ordaining to be what will make you prosperous. It's just like a bailout. That's it. There are times I wear trousers I knew I wear, and there's no cheap pie as they usually say in it. And the Spirit of God will ask me, go there. And I'll see money. Who brought it in? And I was the only one living in my apartment. No, I was the only one. Not once, not twice, not three times. That I know where I keep money. I know that nothing is there. And I want to go and get something. The Spirit of God will say, go back, check. I'll check and I'll pick money out. So, what fuels those things is knowing who you are. I say, until you know who you are, you cannot enjoy the supernatural life. You can't enjoy it. There are so many things God wants to do in your life and my life now, but why? Most of us don't even know who we are first. So the world or the media can just say anything now, that's where you think you are now. You know, media has so corrupted a lot of people's mind, and because they don't know who they are now, you want to do all manner today. You are doing BBL, all manner of L, because of you don't know who you are. So I remember what I told us last time, if you don't know who you are, low self-esteem with setting. Comparison with setting. Competition with setting. I live my life so free of so many things because of why? Just knowing who I am. So that you are riding a Range Rover and I'm using my Lexus does not make you better than me. So I go to some places and somebody said, ask me, where is my car? It's not yet here. It's still coming, don't worry. But that does not define me. So this suit is not the one adding beauty to me. Because I put it on, that's why it's looking beautiful. That's why you are desiring it. Because if I don't put it on, you don't desire it. So when you not put value on things more than who, the people, then your mindset is corrupted. Mm. When I say, because some people are on the island, so it means that their life, the people on the mainland, Banana Island. So it's just a mindset. When God says, we are now seated with God in heavenly places. So when you carry that mindset that I'm saying, so nobody will come and want to talk down on you, like, because you already know who you are. And living this supernatural life, I think I shared it here or somebody, maybe here or at it. During that mission period again, that was when somebody brought kerosene for me. I think I shared it here or here. Okay, not here, I think with a friend. That very day, my kerosene, I bought kerosene, I was cooking, and I think, I know, funny enough, I know how my kerosene is, like how many times I can cook. So the ones who remain, I think that was just the second to the last. I was standing and I don't have any cash on anywhere. I was just thinking in my mind, how do I get kerosene? And then my parents, I don't call them or anything, because so many things were happening at that period. So I just, about cooking food, done cooking, I just heard a knock on my door. Okay, I opened the door. Somebody bought a full keg of kerosene. I said, my mom said I should give it to you. Is this film trick? Or is this real? Somebody said, wow. If it happened once, that would be wow. But if it happened, that would wow. Praise Master Jesus. So I just had to kneel down and like, it has happened, somebody brought food stuff that I never told them I needed or some of those stuff. But what am I telling you now is that when you know all who you are, to operate in the supernatural, to believe God for things, it comes so easy. You may not know how it comes, but you just know that, no, I can't be stranded. I can't go below this. Praise Master Jesus. So 2 Corinthians 3:18, what did he say? Let's quickly just read that. 2 Corinthians 3:18.
We all,
yeah,
who with unveiled faces,
yes,
contemplate the Lord,
mm-hmm,
and have been transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, mm-hmm, which comes from the Lord who is
spirit. Praise Master Jesus. James 1:25. What did he say? He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and do what? Continued daring. He be not what? A forgetful hearer, but a doer. My emphasis is, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue daring. 2 Corinthians 3:18 say what? We beholding as in a glass. We are changed into his own very image, even by the Spirit of the Lord. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue. You don't just look once. Most of our IT, you look yesterday, you take your bed today, you look again. You do all the contours. Thank God we have somebody that. But what I'm telling you now, it's a continuous journey. Daily, you go into the world to know who you are, because the world can make you forget who you are. So it goes daily, daily, daily. So you are being changed now into his own very nature. You before now that you cannot believe God for 10,000 now, you are changed now. 10,000, it comes easy. Then daily again, 100,000, it comes 1 million, 10 million. It gets to a point now, God tell you to go and do a project of $1 billion. You are not afraid again, because while you have now transformed into that very image that you know that my Father owns the universe. He can send anybody to bring that amount. That's why some things God has told some of us to do, you are calculating the money. You are calculating who I'll call. How many people bring the money? Funny thing, thank God for my faith background, which is winners that I bring. So we are doing project, we don't even know who drops money or anything. So that consciousness has entitled me that I'm doing anything. So far as God has said it, I don't disturb. Okay, thank God some of you have been. I don't disturb that. Listen, you must help God drop. And things just go, because why? you believe God has sent you, definitely the resources will come. But how will that manifest? Knowing who you are. And knowing that your God has all the resources in the sense. Praise Master Jesus. So I said, God's word is the spiritual mirror that reveals our worth. So don't allow anybody to tell you are worthless. No. Don't allow anybody to tell you are useless. No. I'm not useless. I know my worth. I know who I am in God. So the word went back to what he said, I am priceless. Christ said, even if it's one person, Christ will still come and die for him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So you are worth more than the whole world. The gold that they are killing themselves for, the oil, the natural resources, everything. So even if you are still the only one person in the world, Christ will still come for you. That's to show you how valuable you and I are. The angels are even jealous of us. He said, what is man that you are mindful? So your angels are jealous of you and you are still looking down yourself. And you are telling yourself, I'm nobody. And you are allowing your circumstance, so now the temporal thing is happening now, to define that angels are jealous. That what is man? What is Opeyemi of me? What is Emmanuel that you are so mindful of him? Then you now want to allow somebody that is not now talk you down, and you say you are depressed. Depressed, Bao. Okay, Opeyemi, you are a female. You are a female in the name of Jesus. Okay? For where? Then somebody now tell you that you are mad, and you go haywire. Somebody now say the other wise to you now, you can't sleep, you are crying all through the night. Somebody say you are useless. Now, are you useless? Are you not doing something already? So when somebody says that, you just like, oh, sorry, you don't even really know. So it comes from a place of revelation that some things that will get you angry, you just like, I've grown beyond those levels. Because you saying, calling me poor now, maybe because I can't give you one error now, doesn't change the fact that I am blessed already. But when you don't really know that, and it has not entered your subconscious mind now, you'll be thinking, that's a sacred day my side. You start using those words. So the devil is now selling a lie to you, because faith comes by hearing, fear also comes by hearing, riches come by hearing, poverty also come, because in Luke chapter 4:18, Christ bringing people from poverty, he said, preach the gospel to the poor. To bring people out of poverty, you preach the gospel. What's the gospel? Gospel of prosperity. So to also bring people into poverty, you must preach the gospel of poverty to them. Telling them everything now is going higher on a daily basis. So everything and that. So they are injecting fear into you. So you are going out now to the glory of God. I'm not afraid of anything going on. I told my friend, there was one of the things we usually buy, and it's now, I went to the grocery store and it's now 1.4. I said, even if it's 2.5, I'll still buy you. So what is that now? You have reprogrammed, because everything going on in the system now in the world now is a programming. So you must come out of it. Why? Through the word of God. All this recession they are going is artificial. It's just a word system to program people into something. But you must understand the word of God to bring yourself out of it. Because the word of God controls the world. So whatever is going on now, you are now giving life to it. You are allowing the word of God to control your mind, your thinking. Then your result will start to change. Praise Master Jesus. That's why I guide whatever I listen to jealously. Because I know any small virus, everything I've invested, God forbid. That's why you must keep on looking on the perfect law of liberty on a daily basis, so that you don't forget who you are, so that the world will not start telling you now this and that, 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 and before you know now, you are afraid to even do some things. Praise Master Jesus. Remember, Bible tells us, say fear has torment. So the torment of fear can even bring a lot of things to people. A lot of people are sick now, not because the things are real, but because the fear has been injected into them. Somebody was saying some people have cancer before. They were living normal until they went to the doctor and the doctor said, you have cancer. That's why their system shut down. Some people were living with some things already before and they were living normal. But when they just, because fear has to be, that's why you must be intentional about listening to the word of God and programming your life and your mind with the right things. Praise Master Jesus. I say, God's word is our true mirror. You must know who you are, where you are from, and where you are going. So, where are you from? Where are you? Who are you? And where are you going? I'm asking. Where are you from? You know where you are from? We are in the presence of God. Let's. I'm just hearing. Yes, I need an answer. Where are you from? I think we have gotten who you are already. So then, where you are going? So I need an answer. We still have time. So.
I am from above, seated with Christ. So that's my dwelling. That's my habitation.
Hmm. So that's the answer for everybody too. Okay. So where are you going? Now that you know where you are from, who you are. So where are you going? Let's talk of, because one of the things you must understand, I know God does with me and through me is some level of prophetic. My own, I don't do come and be calling them or the other. I mean, but there are some prophetic dimension God has taken me to. Sometimes I know so many things we have been doing here is already shaped. Will be the recall of the real end time message, because Christ is coming to rapture a church that knows who they are. So why I'm telling you this, so that you start preparing yourself, because God will be bringing so many great things into your life this period. That you'll be like, so that you'll be prepared for the blessing. Because if you don't know who you are, they might bring you to some room and they are mentioning some figure, and your system will just shut down because you've not really getting who you are, where you are going. Some of you now, you think you but it has not entered your subconscious mind. Maybe somebody says they are bringing a deal of 100 million. Your system will shut down. You might be thinking, yeah, but when they really bring you now, you'll be stammering. I'm not lying. I've been in those realms, so I can tell you for fact. So that's why you must intentionally start this process now. God is taking me that, okay, my business, TAF makeup or something, House of TAF now will be one of the leading makeup in Africa. And now you're having your makeup lines. It's not that you're getting from people now. You are manufacturing them yourself. You have your lines and collection of those things now. And people are going after it. You know how much that industry works alone? Do you even know how much it works? You have not done the research. That's a multi-billion industry. Imagine now God is sending you to that into that circle now. And your annual this thing alone is $5 billion. Can you calculate it in error? Do you know what is coming? So God now teaching you the identity. Now, it's not just giving you the identity for the church alone. No, we are not just here to raise pastors. No. We also have the grace for the marketplace, that people that are rising here will be people that major people in industries, wherever you belong, and not just ordinary people of capacity, timber and caliber. But it starts from knowing who you are. So when they now bring you into those rooms, you see some people that you have been admiring before, and people are discussing, your heart will not jump out of your mouth. So going back, where are you going?
Talking about where I'm going, it's like having a goal. And probably if you have a goal, you are certain, you know where you are going already. Where you are going is in, I don't know how to put it, but where you are going is where you see yourself to become.
How do you see yourself? Your mind. So you can't see beyond what you have been exposed to.
Yeah. And true.
So how do you not get exposed to those things?
That's why you get to know God more. That's why you get to know who you are.
So, okay. So she asked. Yeah, we are here to learn. So she actually mentioned it. I paused. Dominion. Where are we going? Dominion. The essence of knowing who you are is to bring man back to the place called dominion, where Adam lost, but Christ has given it back to us. So in the realm of dominion now, you see possibilities. And in the place of intimacy with God now, you now see God showing you something that you see, okay, God exposing you. Maybe that may just even be the word God brought her to come and hear that she can have her collections. And there's a possibility for you to shift now. Okay, you're just thinking, I just in people's face. Actually, you can have your collections now of different. I don't know why this revelation is coming. I don't know. There's a liquid makeup, have you?
Yeah.
You say you can't begin to have your own collections like that, that are so easy to use, different from the other one, powdery one people you are used to, that can easily wash off when you do it and sweat off. But that's just the operation here this evening. Praise Master Jesus. But the essence of it is now that where you're going to that market now, where are you seeing yourself? Dominion, I'm dominating the market. In the arts now, where are you seeing yourself now? The essence of God is saying, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, dominion. So you are going there now. I'm not just going now to just say, I want to be just one person unknown. The essence is that dominion. So when you are doing those things now, you know that I'm representing a kingdom now. So the place of excellence comes to play because you're representing a kingdom. The business is no longer about I, the prophet alone now. You know that I'm a kingdom person. I'm answerable to a king. Though he has redeemed us as kings and priests. So I am answerable to somebody. So everything you are doing now, you are giving that touch of the kingdom, excellence, integrity, all those things now. And which in turn now brings about dominion. That everybody now wants to do business with you. And your brand becomes a brand in the market. That's what God wants. Praise Master Jesus. So you cannot walk in the supernatural if you don't know who you are. I still keep saying this now. So let's go into our main this thing now before we close. Areas to know your identity. Who am I? Hope you are enjoying this series. Areas to know who I am. That's why you need to invite your friend, your neighbor, your enemies, so that. Number one, I am a spirit being. So when somebody tell you, me, I'm just another human being. I'm not a human being. I'm a God being. So number one, who am I? Areas to know your identity. I am a spirit. John 3, 5 and 6. Are we there? Okay. Let me wait for us. I am a spirit being. John, yes. 3, 5, and 6. I'll read verse 5, then you read verse 6. Okay. Let me read verse 5, then we'll read verse 6. He said, Jesus answered, very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. The child of a goat is what? And the child of a God is
God.
So that which is born of the flesh is flesh. So I am a spirit being. That must sink into you. Remember where we started from, and the foundation of this is Psalm 82, verse 5. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. All of them walk on in darkness. The foundation of earth is out of course. But I have said, ye are gods. And Jesus repeating the same thing in John chapter 10, 30 to 35. He said, I and my father are one. And they took up stone. They want to stone him because they say he's blaspheming. But he said, is it not written in your law? He said, he has made them gods. Unto the scriptures cannot be broken. So that must enter into your mind first that I am a God. I'm a spirit being. So when others are saying, I'm just an ordinary human being, you know in your knowing that I'm not just an ordinary human being. I am a spirit being. I'm not just an ordinary human being. So if I'm an ordinary human being, how can I pray and something happen? So when you are born again now, you are not born of the flesh again. You are now a spirit being. So that gives you understanding that now we are redeemed a spirit being in human flesh. So that's why when you understand this now, you will not allow things to just control you anyhow. You pay more attention to your spirit man. Yes, we are representing the kingdom. We need to look great, look big, look great and nice. But you understand that no, this one is just a suitcase. This is not a real me. The spirit man is the real. So I said the smallest person in the kingdom operates in heavenly realm, and the highest person in the occult realm operates in the earthly realm. John chapter 3, verse 31. Just quickly read that before I explain that properly. John 3, 31.
The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth.
Uh-huh.
And speak as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all.
Praise Master Jesus. So you know now that you are born of the spirit now. Remember I said the smallest person in the kingdom, now you are redeemed now, operates in heavenly realm, and the highest person in the occultic realm operates in the earthly realm. So somebody operating in the earthly realm, are you operating in the heavenly realm? Are you people on the same level? So why will somebody occultic person now, you know him that is an occultic person, I will now say something to you, you say you can't sleep. No, it's a part of knowing who you are. John 3:31 says, he that cometh from above is above some, above some witches, above some occultic guys. Is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. So some of the jokes they are speaking of the earth. So you must speak of the heavenly. He said, when the elders are saying there's a casting down, you shall say there's a lifting up, and then will the Lord deliver you. So when they are saying there's a recession, things are going high, you are telling yourself, my God is supplying all my needs. I cannot lack any good thing. Psalm 23, my bank account overflow. He said, thou anoint my head with oil, my cup overflow. Thou anoint my bank account overflows. So those are the language of the heavenlies. Remember, he told us in Ecclesiastes, he said, say not to an angel, it is an error. So there are things you must not just allow come from the mouth. If you want to come out, you swallow it back. But no, it must not come out, because you know that the words you speak carry power. He that cometh from above is above all. So I says, victory starts from knowing who you are, that you are a spirit. Your victory starts from there. Your victory starts from knowing that you are above, and you are above all forces of darkness, above all things going on in this economy. So when that starts affecting you the way you think, definitely give it time. You see that your results start changing. That's just the reality. So people will be wondering, okay, why is this IT radiating every day? You can put the same people in the same location and they'll get a different result. Why? What they have access to. How did I know about it? The 12 spies. Go and spy a land. Some were seeing themselves as grasshoppers. And others were seeing themselves that we are well able just to. And all those 10 and their whole generation were wiped away. Because who you see yourself to be determines who you become in reality. And that's why go and check. I've done an extensive study. Go and check before God brings anybody into greatness. He must work on your mindset. And that's why our next series for next month will be on the mind, because those are the areas God has given us our assignment more. The transformation of the mind. Because you can pray, but if your mind is not active, you are not going anywhere. Philemon chapter 1 verse 14, he said, without your mind, will I do nothing. So, you are praying, you must engage your mind. So, God will not force something into you. So, you are praying now. That's why the best way to pray is that as you are praying in the line you want to result, get materials that will expose your mind to the reality. Praise Master Jesus. So, go and look at Abraham. How did God work him? God work him. We are going to the seashore. Start casting the sand. What was God trying to do? Expand his mind to see the reality that it's possible to have a child. And I, based on the promise I'm giving you that your generation will feed the world, we are start counting the sun. If you can't do it, okay. Count the stars. What was God doing? Expanding his mind. So you want God to start doing big things in your life? Expose your mind through the word. Expose your mind through the right content on social media, on the internet. Let your mind go there. Before I enter plane, I don't enter plane. No. I can tell you everything in the plane. That even when I first time I enter plane, so it was not new to me again, because I flew. Oh my God. So that's how it starts. So God is giving you an idea. Now maybe God even brought it in place of prayer, but because your mind is not enlightened, just drop it. But when you believe it, you go start researching about it. Get books about it, expose it. Before you know it, God will be bringing one connection comes, two connections come. Those things are not asking, because God knows that you are ready. That's how it works. So number two, who am I? Because of our time, I am a lion. Somebody say, I'm a lion. So I say, I'm redeemed a lion to prevail over circumstances. Revelation chapter 5 verse 5. Because of our time, let's be fast. Revelation 5 verse 5. It says, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed. He has prevailed. So you are redeemed a lion. So those rejecting acts that you are afraid, you don't need it again. Okay, let's open to John 17, 18. You are redeemed a lion. Who are you? John 17, 18, what did he say? He said, as thou hast sent me into the world, even do what? So have I also sent them into the world. So he said now, yeah, he was redeemed a lion of the tribe of Judah. So he said now, as he sent him into the world, he has also now sent you and I into the world. He came as a lamb, but went as a lion. So if somebody is telling you now, the Bible says, if somebody slap you one cheek, turn the other one. That's before he became a lion, though. If you dare when it become a, when it's not a lion, oh sorry, you eat your flesh raw. So that's why we need to understand who he is, so that no one we should not be tempting you or saying something about you. You just give him a word that somebody is telling you now, I give you 3 days. You tell him I give you 1 hour. No. The lion in you must just come alive. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 29, 30. Let's go there. Proverbs 30. Because when you know who you are, some things will just jump out of you automatically. Some people maybe want to now say some things to you. Proverbs 29, 30, 29, and 30. What did you say?
29.
Yeah.
30.
Okay.
There are three things that are stately in their stride.
Okay.
All that move with
stately
bearing.
Mm.
A lion, mighty among beasts,
mm.
who retreats before nothing.
Who what? Retreats before nothing. King James says, a lion which is strongest among beasts and turneth not away from any. So which battle are you facing now that you are afraid? You are redeeming a lion. You should know that Bible says the devil is like what? No. Bible says the devil is like what? Let me open the place. Hebrews chapter. No, 1 Peter 5:8. Yes, I know. I want us to read it. I know it, but I want us to read it so that you see it well. 5:8. So that you know it well. Part B. Okay, let's just read the whole thing.
Be alert.
Okay.
And of sober mind.
Mm-hmm.
Your enemy, the devil, mm-hmm. prowls around like a roaring lion.
Wait. He said, like what? Like. So he's not a lion. So all his agents doing, they are just like. And you are now redeemed a. So why are you afraid? So a lot of time, why you are behaving like, because you are so conscious of your earthly environment, you don't know that angels at your beck and call, that you can say a word and it will manifest instantly. So somebody telling your family this and that, you shut him up with the word of God. You say, I will not see 7 days. No, you will come today. You are not 24 hours. And when you say that, they'll be afraid, they'll come back to you. When they know that you mean what he said, are you? But most of us, yes, we don't know we are redeemed a lion. So every child of God is a spiritual lion. A spiritual lion. That's what he just said. A lion that turneth not away for any. That circumstance, that situation facing you, you are a lion. You should not turn back. You are handling a project now and things are not going as you want it to be. Or maybe there are some giants coming after you in your industry. You should know that I'm a lion. I will not turn back. Then you go into your secret place and take hold of your altar and declare words into the realm of the spirit. Because life is a warfare on its own. You must also understand that. That people will come like a roaring lion. So, but if you don't understand that you are a lion, you'll be running up and down. So we need this understanding as believers. Number three, who am I? I am an eagle. Let's quickly read Deuteronomy chapter 32, 9 to 14. Who am I? I am an eagle. Dethrone your enemy.
Chapter
32, 9 to 14. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Hold in. As the apple of his eyes. Yes. Verse 11.
As an eagle stands up and
moves,
looking over and moving, valiant approach and moves, taking them, hearing them and moves. So the Lord commanded it to me. And there was no strange God with me.
High places. So we are meant to be high flyers. Okay, let me just read it because of our time. He said, he made him to ride on the high place of the earth that he might eat the increase of the field. So where is your mindset of lack coming from? That he might eat what? The increase of the field. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock. So when people are saying things are hard, me, I'm just enjoying the sweetness of the earth. I'm oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine and milk of sheep with fat of lambs and ram of the bread of Bashan and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou didst drink the pure blood of the grape. So this is enjoyment. So I say we are redeemed a spiritual ego to swap where others struggles. Where others struggle, I mean to say. We are redeemed a spiritual ego to swallow other struggle. So he said in verse 13, he made them to ride on high place of the earth. So we are high flyers. In your industry, anywhere you say yourself, you are not just somebody there. No, you are a high flyer. So that should dominate your mindset. So one of the things you must understand about egos is that they rejoice and they fly more during storm. Maybe some of you have not a documentary of egos. When there's storm now, that's where egos rejoice. So when other birds are crashing down, you see eagle, they position themselves and they glide through the storm. They go high, they just enjoy. So when people are saying the things are hard now, this is the time for all believers to be buying their properties. Because when you read it, when you read this place now, you understand, it says the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. So as an eagle now, knowing that you are redeemed as an eagle, you enjoy divine guidance, divine instruction. You have access to some classified kingdom information that, okay, in this season now God is telling you, okay, start putting your investment here. Okay, start putting this portion of money in this account. Don't touch it. So those are classified information based on what God knows that is coming 20 years to come. So when that thing comes now, and others are crying and they're just enjoying your life. Just like Joseph, when they are bringing their property, oh, buy us ourselves. Oh, I should buy you. Oh, don't worry, I have the money. But how do you do that? You must understand you are redeemed and ego. And that's one of the best bed I love. Even my company, that's one of the logo there, ego, because they have foresight. Egos can see miles ahead. So God has given us that ability, but a lot of us don't know that we are redeemed as an ego. The prophetic is like an ego. Operating in the prophetic is like an ego's eye seeing beyond. So how do you now bring that dimension in the marketplace, ability to forecast what's to come? That's the prophetic in the marketplace. Praise Master Jesus. So you are redeemed as an ego to swallow others' struggle. So I say all you need to do is to build your spirit man with the word of God. Acts 20:22, it says what? We should build up your faith. No? Acts 20:32, which is able to build you up and to give your inheritance among dead. Okay. He says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. 20:32. So all you need to do is to build your spirit man with the word of God. Galatians 2:23. Paul was saying, I went up by revelation. So for us to assess all those things now, to get your inheritance, because when you know who you are, that's when you know your inheritance. If I know that I'm the daughter of the president of Nigeria now, I know there are some property, there are places I will enter without even ID card. Because I know what is freely given to me now, that is my, just saying, I can't bear his name, though. You are Tinubu. Open some doors for you. But now having understanding that you carry the name of the King of Kings, you carry his DNA in you, there are some doors that must just bow to you. There are things that others are struggling to get naturally in life that will just come to you naturally with just that understanding. When you understand that, the Bible says it's daily loss of benefits. So every day you are expecting blessings, you are expecting benefits. It starts affecting your mind that, oh, if nobody favors you today, you're like, ah, Lord, is there something wrong? So it starts affecting your mindset that when that food, they go to some places, they say they are rejected. You know that, no, I carry the oil of favor on me, I'm accepted. I have Beulah and Exiba in me, I'm the delight of nation. It just has to affect your mindset and the way you live, the way you carry yourself. Praise Master Jesus. Though when practicing this and living this now, something may happen to like want to puncture that faith. No, you must still keep on repeating those. So it must sink into your subconscious mind until it becomes a reality in your life. Because the word of God cannot lie. So, I say God intentionally pushes us to face challenges so that the ego in us can come out. Let's quickly look at Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Sorry, if you are cold, let me know so that I'll turn it off again. I know some of us are planning to still go to Canada very soon. He said, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is here. Oh, we are not there. Luke 17:21. So he said, okay, the kingdom of God is within you. So a lot of us don't know that the kingdom of God is within us. So God must push into some things that you know you must just require a miracle. That's when you know that there is even a miracle I'm looking for. What I'm looking for in Sokoto. Some of us, it was one of the challenges we face that help us to discover who we are. So God will bring some of those things not to. So that's when you now start reading the book about finances. So what I'm looking for is not so, but just to allow the ego in you. Some people didn't know before that they had the healing anointing until somebody so dear to them was at the verge of death. That's when they know that the healing anointing actually is already in them. So the truth of the matter is now the kingdom of God is where? It's in your midst, it's within you. Remember, I said, out of your belly shall flow. So don't just sing those songs. Have it as a conscious mind. No, I have the life of God in me. Somebody say, I have the life of God in me. The kingdom of God is within me. I'm a solution carrier. I'm anointed. I'm excellent. I have the mind of Christ. So these things must become our reality. So that challenge you are facing and you are going through now, God wants to bring out the ego in you. I don't know what you are facing now. So God wants to make you a distributor of those things. Maybe an house issue. In God's original plan is that you become owner of estate, that you only just you have built houses and you just say, Shinedu, come and take key freely for you. But if you don't go through that, you will not get into that. One of my foundations that I'll be setting up as time goes by the grace of God is for the missionary. But I didn't know I have a, I know part of it, but the passion and this thing didn't come until I went to the missionary field to know that, sometimes people think that missionaries are jobless people. So some of those people, God was the one that spoke to them. They left lucrative, high-paying jobs and just to follow God. So others now look down at them, but who now helped in financing them? Some of the goals we have and God has given us is that some of their children from primary to university scholarship free. But if you don't go through that, you will not have that kind of vision. Okay, God has called you to do missionary work, no problem. At least maybe on a monthly basis, certain amount will be given to you. So imagine you are not in the mission field, you are not bothering about what to eat, your children's school certificate. Won't you be a happy missionary? But that didn't come from eating. Okay. So, but that didn't come while I was in Benin, eating maybe 5 times a day in my mother and my father's house. So some of the pain you have gone through now, God wants to bring out the ego in you so that others can still take refuge under your wings. Praise Master Jesus. So challenges help to push out the potential and the giftings in you. Challenges help to push out the potentials and the giftings in you. Example, David and Goliath. It was the Goliath challenge that brought out the king in David. He never had, if there was no Goliath, David would never become a king. Take it or leave it. But that challenge, that how would this uncircumcised Philistine, and a lot of people were running from him, he said, no, give him, I will take him down. But it was a challenge. Say, if God has given me the beers and all those things, then you, who are you? So you need to also start recording your little victories. You will still need them all. Those little things God did for you. Because when God now give you bigger projects and some challenge come, you remember, I remember I did that. I almost died. But God delivered me. So this, I know you still deliver me. If he did it before, he will do it again. So there is capacity inside of you to make you the best in life. The capacity is there. If God has told you that you'll be the capacity is there, you see the kingdom of God is already within you. Still looking at Joseph, the same thing, it was challenges that brought him to become a prime minister. That it was only the throne that that Pharaoh was greater than him. It was challenged. So a lot of us now, we are waiting for God to come to manifest, to do things, to bring solution to Nigeria. So why can't you now start thinking that God can make you the solution to Nigeria? Romans 8:19. Let's read it. I'm not reading it. You read it. We are believing that one president will come and Nigeria will be better. Obi, Peter Obi. If I thought it's Peter Obi that is in government now. But what did Romans 8:19 say?
For the creation waits the eager longing for the revealing of the Son.
Wait, who are the sons of God? So what are the creation waiting for? They are waiting for your what? For your manifestation. See, for the earnest expectation of the creation, waited for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. So they are waiting for you. Maybe that girl crying somewhere now that they don't know what they will eat today or tomorrow. Now they are just waiting for you to align to that thing God has called you to do. So you must now understand, knowing who you are, the place of identity now is now, it's not just about you, it's beyond you. Because when you get to know who you are now, you know what you are called to do and what you are not called to do now. So in that place now, you discover your life assignment, then you cannot live a fulfilled life. It was a place of hunger that drew me to this, the way that I didn't even know that God would bring about this. So if you read the whole of Psalm 82, if I dissect Psalm 82 to you, you'll be like, but I've read this, I didn't see this. But that's part of it, is the whole of my life, and part of it is part of this ministry. So knowing who you are goes beyond a lot of things. Because for a time, let me go fast. So I said, there's capacity inside of you to make you the best in life. And in the economy, no matter the situation of the economy, you will still enjoy the best of the earth. I remember one of these days, Papa Deboy was making, I think it's Holy Ghost night. In then there was still recession. He said, I think it's a Yoruba adage, he said, even if they pound Nigerian in a granite shell and they put a soup in a granite shell, that he will still eat and be satisfied. I said, woo, that became one of my mindset too. That even no matter how hard you could say it is, me, oh, in this economy, I'll be satisfied. And I can tell you, one of my best seasons is since this people came into power. It's not that I have anybody in the power, but it's just what I've allowed to enter my mind over time. Because when the recession was starting, and I was in the place of prayer, because you want to get it to me, I was just meditating on spirit, and God just gave me a word. So anything you are saying now, that word keep playing in my mind. Keep playing in my mind. You want me to give you the word? No, that's Rema. But in the word of God, nothing shall fail in your hand. There shall be no lack. I can't lack any good thing. That's all. He said, you will not withhold good things from them that fears him. So where will the lack come from? No. So just say with me that the top is my place in destiny. I am an eagle. I cannot live like a vulture. That's just it. Those things must enter you, that the top is my place in destiny. No matter what you are doing, I'm an eagle. I cannot live like a vulture. So the harder the economy, the better for us believers. The harder the economy, the better for us. Because as an eagle, you know that you have access to deep heart revelations. Because God can just, I remember one of these days in Chilo, where Bishop was ministering, God just told the woman, go and be selling salt. And this woman is highly educated. He said, go and be selling salt. And from salt, the woman became a multi-millionaire. One of the, there again, God said, you should go and be selling water. Not now that we have sachet water. So it started from tying those water and from them. So God can give you some, like upon my degree. Okay. But you must be foolish enough to understand those things, that God knows the best thing that will take you out of some situation. God may not make that one a final process, but definitely something will just happen in that. So, number four, because of our time, who am I? I said, I am a God. Psalm 82, verse 5, let's conclude, verse 6. I think we'll talk more about this in the previous time. I'm just trying to build on this. Psalm 82, verse 6. Who am I? I am a God. Can we quickly read that, please? Thank you, Jesus. Are we there?
I have said,
ye are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High. No, just verse 6 we need. So who am I? I am a God. We keep saying it. In this place, you keep hearing this. So that must enter into your mind that, hey, I am a God. So not everyone born of man is a child of God. Remember that. Not everyone born of man is a child of God, because if you are not born again, you are not a child of God yet. Let me quickly read John 8:44. He says, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So it's not everybody that is born of God. You must understand that. So when you are born again, that's when you become a child of God. Remember when we read in John 3:31. So you are of the flesh. Which is that is born of the flesh, of the flesh. If that is born of the spirit, is of the spirit. John 3:5-6. So you must allow that thing to you, that you are not just an ordinary person now, you are a God. So you must also understand that not every man, some of them are controlled by the devil. So if they are not controlled by the devil now and you are born of God, you are higher than them. So don't allow anybody to confuse you that we are all children of God. No, we are not all children of God, because some of them want to confuse you that if you are not born again, you are not a child of God. That's a plain truth from the scripture. John 8:44. Ye are of your father the devil. That was what Jesus told them. So now that you know you are of God and you are a child of God now, live from that reality. So I say you must be born again to be a child of God. That's just it. So it may be somebody, because people you interact together in the same place now, and you are trying to do something, maybe let's say operating special by casting out devil, and they too they want to do the same to you. The devil will see, ask you, Peter, I know, all I know, who are you? Because you are not a child of God. That's why there's no bold face about this thing. There's no both ways. Okay, because that small girl, she can be small physically, but she's seated far above, and you are still on the earth. It's not about stature; it's about who is in you, who is within you. Because a princess in Birmingham Palace now can do anything. You can, it's not even doing anything. It's princess in Birmingham Palace now. Small girl coming out now. If she's coming out, the soldiers must salute. It's a must. The horse of the queen coming out, the horse, you salute the horse. I'm not talking about it still happening in present days. So now knowing that you have the kingdom of God in you, so it's not about size. Stop looking down yourself. So I said religion keeps people, but true Christianity builds on revelation and sets people free. True Christianity will build you up and set you free. Religions just keep people in tradition, in the norms. But true Christianity will set you free. And you open believers into the realms of possibility. and it's still looking at Exodus 7 verse 1, God said to Moses, he said, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. So you are going to some things, you are going to some situation, you are going to some places, you have to go and do some things. Let that consciousness enter into you that I am a God over the situation. You are bidding for bills or whatever. You should already know that, no, this thing is mine already by the favor of God. So because of our time, I say, when you believe the word, you become what you believe. You are not a human being, you are a God being. You are not a human being, you are a God being. Verse number 5, because of our time, who am I? I am an ambassador. As we wrap up tonight, I'm an ambassador. So I said, every ambassador is immune to the laws of the environment he is sent to. His supplies come from his own nation. So anything going on in this economy now, the ambassador of America is not affected. He doesn't know whether you are in recession because he's immune to your laws. His supply is not coming from Nigeria, it's coming from America. So when, now reverse it to whatever we've said before now, when I say the economy cannot affect me or affect you, you should know that you are not of the government of Nigeria. You are an ambassador here. You are on a mission here. So if you need car now, you can go. Thank you.